Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, good afternoon, good noon to everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Peg and Sue. Sue Barrington is my co-host today, calling in from Washington. So I'll tell you my brief testimonial. When I first got started, I had just an achy hip, and my mom had a bad hip, and two of my four brothers had their hips replaced, and I had done a lot of springboard and tower diving, a lot of pounding. I just thought it was just part of aging. And when I first got on the Beamer, you know, I felt like a slight relief, nothing earth-shattering. And I looked at a 35-minute science video, and I just believed it. It was just like, yes, this is true, that gut feel. This is true. This is going to be good for my husband and I as we age. It's going to be good for great preventative health care. And I liked the whole business idea, even though I was publishing coupon magazines at the time for 21 years and had no intention of not doing that. But it just seemed like a really good idea. So I signed up and became a distributor. And so that's how it all got started. And then over the years, it's been 5 years now, just whenever things come up, I'm just so glad I have it. I mean, if I happen to fall or like right now, I just recently moved to Florida and I joined a tennis team. So this morning they have the clinic and then they have the practice. And these are old ladies out here. These people, we're all like 70 to 85, 2.5 hours in this heat. And I'm so glad I have my Beamer for recovery, like, you know, the weekend warrior athletes. It's so wonderful, along with our regular top athletes. Recovery is just key. So with me today is Sue. So while Sue is telling her story, please press 1 and get into the queue. Sue is going to give her testimonial, and then I'll read the rules, and we'll get going. So Sue, go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Thank you, Peg. And I love Peg, I have to tell everyone. I met her on the Beamer cruise a couple years ago, and she's just a wonderful person, and her story is amazing. But anyway, my story started longer than 5 years ago, but I found Beamer on my own 5 years ago. And what I was dealing with was the death of my brother 9 years ago suddenly, and it was a shock of a lifetime and also affected me very emotionally deeply. And then I ended up having a series of debilitating injuries, literally one after the other, over the course of the next year and a half. And endorphins are my drug. And when that's taken from you and plus you're dealing with grief, it's not fun. Anyway, my biggest injury was to my knee, where my MCL ligament never reattached. I had so much movement and discomfort in my knee for 4 years, and it kept getting worse, not better. The chronic stuff. But anyway, I had a bunch of other things, head discomfort, just a mass of things. And I found Beamer. I drove an hour and a half on to lay on a Beamer at a stranger's house, who have become my dear friends now. But and anyway, I actually didn't feel anything on the Beamer other than kind of lightheaded because they did too many attachments. But I had done my research like Peg. This other device I had on their support show, they were always talking about Beamer leading the way. So I thought, well, that's going back. And then I became a distributor quite by accident because my friend heard my hope and possibility that I had that this device would bring me before I even had it, believe it or not. It was waiting for me at UPS, and I was visiting her on the west side of Washington, and she wanted to buy one. So I was listening to Beamer on my way home and found out I could sign up and sell it to her. So that's literally, I was sharing from my heart, and my friend wanted to buy it, and that's what I continue to do today because we have something that changes lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Sue. And here now, Sue today is, I think, Sue, you're probably the top salesperson in the company, and she doesn't sell. Like she says, she just, from the heart, because she's just so passionate about it. Like I was just asking her, do you have like 100,000 points now? She goes, oh, I have 180,000 points. It's like, so she shares because she's so passionate. And Sue, same with me. What happened was my sister-in-law got on it when I got on it and had kind of a miraculous event happen, which I cannot share. And so I knew that she was going to buy one, and I knew that my other brother was going to buy one. So I sold them both and split the commission with both because they were family. But that's how I kind of got going. So it's just family helping family. So let me read the rules. And while I'm talking, please press 1. So thank you for calling in. And we'd like to hear your brief, personal, compliant testimonial about this amazing technology. And, of course, the number that you called in on is 515-605-9877. If your friends are trying to get in and text you and they can't get in, have them call 323-642-1520. And if everybody would please press 1 and you'll get placed into the queue to share. Sharing is caring. And so the compliant means we're not going to mention any disease names that are common in the medical field. Most people don't know what they mean anyway. And we're not going to mention any drug names, and we're not going to use the word pain or cured or treatment. We use words like an ouchie, my leg was hurting, discomfort, and we use the word sessions. We give Beamer sessions. And then, of course, we're not giving out our own protocols. We're just using the Beamer basic plan. That's what we talk about. So keep it simple. We'd love to hear some symptoms that have maybe gone away or minimized. And if you're an athlete, just tell us how this has improved your performance and recovery. So go ahead and please press 1. We always need one courageous person to get us all started. We've got lots and lots of callers on the line. So go ahead and please press 1, and we would love to hear from you. Otherwise, Sue, let's hear another story from you.
Yeah, okay. Well, Greg Peterson, I hope he's listening because he gives me a bad time. But yes, Greg, I rolled my ankle yet again. Coming out of my car, I literally hit my foot landed on a rock. And I had just done my Beamer session about an hour before. And I don't know if you know this, if you feel this too, Peg, but sometimes I won't notice the discomfort when I do and have an injury, and I don't know exactly what the reasoning is, but compared to how I used to. But I have rolled my ankle, you know, first one was tennis, you know, so many years ago when I was 13, massive, you know, break and tear and everything. And I have rolled up probably, I don't know, I can't even count how many times since then at age 59. So I said, okay, I'm going to go back in my car. And I did literally a 20-minute Beamer session, program 3, the B-spot. And, of course, I shared it on Facebook because I'm like, this is an opportune moment to see, like, let's see how this does. And anyway, lo and behold, yes, I think I Beamered it again that day later because you can do that with an acute situation. And the next day, I mean, I never had a problem. I was walking on it normally. A few days later, because I got, you know, I didn't end up beaming a couple more days in a row on it locally. A few days later, I noticed a little bit, but I still ran stairs and everything like that day after I did it. And I know an ankle roll. I am an expert. And do you find that too, that you don't notice the injury as much, but you're like, okay, I'm going to Beamer anyway. And then you heal exponentially fast, but.
Right.
Have you noticed
right.
that also?
Yes. I haven't really noticed that. Usually like for me, I don't roll ankles. I remember, you know, in the wintertime running on the tennis court and slipping and landing on my kneecap. And it just kind of like, you know, whoop, it just kind of, it was killing me and it swole up right away. So same thing though, came home, put the B-spot on it, and it's really, I'm so glad we have the Beamer. I really am, you know, for this preventative health care, for this great circulation, for good health, and for all the wonderful people that we get to be associated with, and the whole positive vibe of people going out and doing things and helping to change the world, it's really fun. So I moved here to Florida.
You're right.
So I found somebody by pure accident, and it turns out that he owns physical therapy gyms. So, and he has, surrounding his physical therapy gym, he has these little glass offices. They're about the size of a 10 by 12 rug. But I will tell you that story in just a minute, because we have a brave caller from the 410 area code ending in 1468. Please tell us your name and where you're from and give us your compliant testimonial, please.
Hey, Peg, it's Elizabeth from Port Royal, South Carolina.
Hello. Thank you for calling in.
Well, hi, and hi, Sue. And I was listening, and I'm thinking, I don't want to tell the same old story. Then I remembered that this is very recent, in the last 2.5 weeks. I have yet another story to share. So what's exciting is that yesterday was my 4th Beamerversary. And lots of other things have changed in my blood work, but about 3 weeks ago, I made an appointment to have an inflamed cyst on my back removed, and then there were two more on my head that we scheduled for the week later. So the one on my back went fine. I got home, and I beamed every 2-3 hours for the next probably 4 or 5 days, along with my regular basic plan. And then when I went to the next week, exactly 1 week later, to have him look at that and remove the two cysts on my head, he said, oh, my gosh, the doctor said, oh, my gosh, it hardly looks like we did anything. Because, and it's on my back, I can't see it, but I knew that it never hurt once I left the doctor's office. And I was very pleased to say, hey, well, yeah, I've been using, he's like, wow, how'd that happen? I use this thing called Beamer. And so they did the procedure on my head for the two cysts there, which is a little more involved, cutting, poking and prodding, and then stitches. And stitches on, I've never had stitches on my head. Right? Well, that's a little bit more involved. And so, again, he said, we need to see you in 2 weeks to get the stitches out. So I went home, and I've been beaming, full basic plan. And when I, on the Monday before the Thursday, which would have been the second week, I said, "This, I don't want to wait another 10 days. I need to get these stitches out of here because it feels great to me." So I changed the appointment from 2 weeks out to 1 week. And when I showed up, he said, oh, yeah, everything looks great. Is that Beamer thing? So, yeah, I was able to, we, Beamer and my body was able to come to healing. And that literally means 50% faster healing. So I was thrilled that I could get those stitches gone and carry on with my life. And I have the shape of my head is back to normal for the first time since I was 19, and I feel great. So that's a thrill.
Wow. Yeah. That is fantastic. That is a great testimonial and compliant.
And I just,
good job.
Thank you. And I just had some annual blood work done, so I get to revisit what has been happening for the last couple of years, which is that I keep having better and better figures with cholesterol and iron and bilirubin and all that other stuff that they look at. So I love my Beamer. Mm-hmm. I love sharing it, and I appreciate you guys having the show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, that is an awesome testimony. Yes, I hear that all the time, too, where people's blood work just continues to improve. The numbers get better and better. So, Sue, do you have some comments for Elizabeth?
No, that was an excellent compliant testimony. And, yeah, that I would love to be able to share other people because, yeah, I've heard a lot of that, too, and it's quite amazing. And just, yeah, we're so blessed to know about this device.
Mm-hmm. I know. So what's happened to me is, like I told you, so I moved to Florida, and I, by pure happenstance, talking to a physical therapist, and I decided to rent office space from him, and he has these little glass offices that surround this, basically, it's a medical gym, it's a physical therapy gym, And so on one side it's glass where people can look in. The other side is windows. And it's about this, about the size of a big rug. It's about the size of a 12 by 12 rug. But it is just wonderful because all of these people, and I wish I could tell their stories too, because it's so much fun just to, you know, they've never heard of it, just to come in and try it. Everybody gets one free session just to try it before they do their actual physical therapy. The people that, that bring them are trying it, and it's just really, it's I just feel so blessed and so fortunate because, Sue, as you know, the key to this whole thing is, you know, of course, sharing from your heart, but also putting, as Dwight says, the butts on the beamer, putting bodies on the beamer, no matter how you do it. So,
yep.
Sue, we don't have any callers. I wish someone would just please press one. Because
okay, I'm
going to
rally
them.
People.
All right.
Yeah, and
oh,
honestly,
wait,
I used
wait,
to be. Oh, there we go. Right on.
Yeah, don't make us beg, please. All right. So,
okay.
From the 315 area code, ending in 6425. Please, you are where you're from in your compliance testimonial.
Yeah, this is Dr. Van calling again. You guys, anytime you say you need a call, I'm going to be there. I know there's several of us that feel like we hog the airwaves, so we don't want to always be piping in. But I just got to share, last night, I'm not saying anything negative because I don't fully understand it, but I got an error code on my D-Box and for my D-Body that I have under my bed mat. I use every night, half faithfully for the last 2.5 years. And so just the idea of going without it working was kind of scaring me, and I was having some discomfort. And so I just got up, and I got my D-pad, and I put it up to the other port, and it worked just fine. And I put it on a program mode, and first I did it with an intensity, and then I was still having some discomfort, so I wrapped it around my lower back, and I put it on a program mode, and I just got such good sleep. And I was so thankful that I had a backup plan, that I couldn't get my body to work just right. The B-pad was just as useful, helpful, did the trick as far as what I needed. I was just so, so thankful.
Oh, yeah,
that's awesome.
That's wonderful. Yes, that is awesome. And we kind of realized during COVID when we had the pause on Beamer and the FDA and all that, and we had the Beamer Go, and that was our unit that we had to offer people. The nice thing about that B-pad is so versatile. It can either be put on the high or the low setting. On the low setting, it acts like the B-body. On the high setting, it acts like the application or targeted application. So you need to do the high or the low setting. So that's what makes it really nice, especially like right down the spine. So, yes, so that's a great testimonial. Thank you. Yeah, I've come to really rely on sleep mode as well. That's just been a lifesaver. I think, you know, Sue mentioned when you go through different traumas in life and you're not sleeping, it's so fortunate to have the B-body, the sleep program, and being. So, Sue, what do you have to say to Dr. Dan?
Yeah, I think that's an ingenious idea. And I know we all panic when we, like, if something happens, like, I have many B-bodies and I'll steal from my office or whatever if I need to. But, yeah, I think that's great. And it is true. I know a lot of people have made programs specifically to help them have, like, a cat nap during the day because we have the ability to do that, to make a program. So that's awesome.
And to that point, I had loaned out a unit, so it was still in the back of the car, and at 1 in the morning, I didn't necessarily feel like going out to get it, although I could have easily. But oftentimes, I'll just take another B-pad, and as has been taught before, run it lengthways in between my legs. So I have one down my spine, one between my legs, get a full body application using the low mode, and just like the B-body. And then turn around and just wrap it around something as an application for some additional relief.
Yes. Yep. Great. Well, Dr. Dan, we so appreciate that you do call in. And the thing of it is with this program, different people call in all the time. New people are being added, and a lot of people are really shy about someone. So we love to hear from everyone. I know I never press one on the phone. You know, I never pressed one. I've been in the business for 5 years. I never pressed one on the phone. The only time I ever spoke on Blog Talk Radio was when I was the host. So I understand not wanting to press one and tell your testimonial, but everybody else loves to hear your stories because we all learn from each other all the time. Right, Sue?
Well, and you guys are truly an inspiration.
Yeah.
So thanks for what you do. And I try to catch it every day. If I'm done with patient care during my lunchtime, I'm listening to Blog Talk.
Great.
Thank you, Dr. Van. And I agree, Peg. And you know what? I mean, I'm the most terrified person. I took speech 101 my junior year in college and tried to even not do it then, but they made me. But the cool thing is that this is your family. It's great to practice. Like, you could practice your testimony, and we can't even see you. So it's just a voice. So we're still waiting for another brave soul. And plus, you have a beamer, and if you've been using it a while, it really does give you courage, I feel like. It makes me calmer and, you know, more focused. So you can do it. So please call and share. It might be something that really touches someone and something someone would want to share with someone else that's having a similar issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, where do you find your prospects? Just as you go, or how do you do that?
Everything.
Washington?
Honestly, really and truly, because I really do share from my heart. I mean, I won't force it into a conversation, but I am always looking for an opportunity to tell someone about it, because I don't care who you are. Everyone has some kind of either physical discomfort or emotional discomfort, or, you know, maybe they're looking for an additional income source. And the neat thing about Beamer, honestly, a good testimony with that is that Beamer is a direct marketing company, but you basically can go at your own pace. You can do what you want. There's not like all these pressure or requalifying. And I tell people, you can put this in your back pocket and add it to any other thing you're doing. And I've had people, distributors that are underneath me, that have come in and out of, you know, they're explosive 1 year, and then they're like, hey, I have other things going on, I'm going to do this. And then they come right back at it. Or, you know, so that's the beauty of our business. It's not like you have to feel like it. And I tell, you know, people that say, oh, I don't like being salesy, I don't want to be pushy. Honest to goodness, I feel like it's almost a sin not to share Beamer. I'm a Catholic. and I honestly feel like I feel guilty if I don't share it. Like, I need to tell people. But then at some point, I'm also like, I need to also have my other life and not worry about telling everybody about Beamer. But I do feel like it's usually easy to bring into conversation. I'm a very friendly person anyway. It may be harder for someone that's less, you know, outgoing. But even I am an introvert, believe it or not, even though, you know, I try to just speak from my heart and think about, wow, if I didn't find Beamer, what would my life be like now? Seriously, because for a couple years, I didn't want to even be here. It was that I was that far gone.
Right.
I just think about that. And that helps me push through my, oh, I'm nervous, I don't want to tell him, or, you know, I don't want to, what do I do? What would he think of me? I just literally release. I actually get out of myself and don't think about myself, and I think about them. And then I'm able to better share, you know, that type of thing.
Right. I know, because I think about if we hadn't been introduced to it, just like I can't tell my husband's story, but I mean, with an arthritic knee, the travel that we've done, taking the Beamer with us for jet lag, I mean, it's just been fabulous. I mean, it's just made our lives so much better in every way. And then all the people that, you know, we meet with Beamer, like two weekends ago, I drove to Clearwater, Florida for the live Beamer event. It was so much fun to see everybody and in person, and a lot of people I'd only seen on Zoom, and it was like, oh, so you're 6 feet tall. What do you know? You know, it was just really
fun. You're the one they talked about. They talked about you the other day, actually. Yeah. Someone said, wow, I didn't know you were so tall. But Peg, you're right. Because
so anyway,
that is part of the energy. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
That is literally part of the Beamer energy. I actually spoke about that a few years ago at one of our events, that the energy doesn't just come from the B-Box. It comes from us collectively, you know, individually sharing about this technology, and then collectively all on one mission to get it out there. And then our Beamer family, like, I spent a whole week with you on the Beamer cruise at the same dinner table, and I really felt like I got to know you, and just they're quality people in Beamer. They're people that want to generally help people because they have had an experience themselves that was dramatic, you know, and they want to share the technology, honestly. So it is. It's people you never would have met and people you're so glad you were able to, right?
Right, right. And like you said, everybody needs Beamer. Some people desperately need the Beamer. And that's our job,
yeah,
just to present it to people, help people with that. And you know, one thing that I enjoy about, of course, I've only been there for a month, but, well, not even a month. It's still October. I started, is it October? I've been there a month. Yeah, I've been there a month. So even though I've only been there a month, I've gotten to know some of the people. And, oh, my gosh, you feel like an angel, honestly, helping these people. It's just they've got all kinds of things going on, and they're recovering from surgeries. And, you know, I'm not going to tell a story, but one guy fell off a roof and landed on his head. I'll just tell the beginning of the story. I won't tell you the end of the story.
Yeah.
But he fell off a roof, landed on his head. In his mind, though, he thought that he landed on his feet. And anyway, he started walking to the car, and another guy was with him and said, "I'm taking you right to emergency." He said, no, I'm fine. I'm going to go home and talk to my wife. Meanwhile, half his head was caved in. He was bleeding profusely. I mean, he had literally landed on his head, oh, my gosh, onto a patio. But anyway, so we just see all different kinds of people and all kinds of people that we can help, and it's just it becomes like a big family, that's for sure. So if somebody would please press 1 on the phone. I don't
know
if I can hear your story every week. We still love it.
Oh, there's one. We got one.
It's like we're fishing. Hey, there's a bite. From 407, ending in 557. Tell us who you are,
calling from. Hi, it's Terry Faulkner from Oviedo, Florida. And how are you guys doing today? I just love Blog Talk. So I'm gonna cave into your begging request here. So I've called in before, and oh, you're welcome. I've called in before and talked about my story. So I'm a registered nurse and a line dancer, and I've passed the 1-year mark of getting control of the symptoms of my illness. And because of Beamer, and Beamer was the only thing that was helping me. So I was walking into walls, and I had terrible spin cycles, and I was very off balance, and I had a lot of swimming in my brain and abnormal noises in my ear, and all that is completely under control now. I don't have to worry about losing my job. I'm still working as a nurse, and I'm finding, you know, we start using Beamer for different reasons, and then as our body responds to it, we start realizing things that's happening that we didn't even realize was wrong with us. So I bend my knees, and my knees feel better going up and down the stairs. And I had something happen to me a few days ago at work. I slammed my finger in the door of the lab after I got done drawing someone's blood, and boy, did it hurt. And so I got it right at the nail bed. So, of course, instantly it's bruising, and I'm getting blood under the fingernail and all that. And so the nurse practitioner I worked with said, "Oh, that looks like that's going to be bad." And she said, "You better let me relieve that pressure." And there's a little tool that you can use, and you kind of burr into the fingernail, and you can relieve the blood so that it doesn't compromise your circulation. And I said, "I'm not going to do that. I'm going to beam." And so I got my Beamer out. I bring it with me everywhere. I bring it with me to work every day. And so I got my Beamer out, and I used the spot on it, and I did it 4 times the first day and 2 times the second day. And I can type with it. I'm not hurting. All the bruising went away, and the little bit of blood that's underneath the fingernail is under control. I didn't have to have it relieved. Just little things like that. And it's like, so thankful for my Beamer.
That's awesome. So I'm sorry, did you say your name? Is it Sherry or Terry?
It's Sherry with an SH.
Okay, great. So, Sherry, so how long did it take for the dizziness to go away?
Well, the very first time that someone put a Beamer on me, I was so sick that I couldn't stand up straight, and I was having a really sick period that I have right before I would start with a full blown, you know, dizzy spin cycle. And so the person that helped me with my Beamer was another registered nurse, and she has a full-time Beamer business. She left hospital nursing to do this. And so she did 3 8-minute sessions on me back-to-back and put the applicators on different body parts. And as soon as those 3 8-minutes was over, I was able to stand up straight, and I wasn't off balance.
Wow.
I was able to drive. And so I was one of those where, you know, I know for most people, Beamer isn't an impact device, but for me it was.
Right.
So immediately it worked on me, immediately. And I knew I had to have something. And I haven't been sitting ever since.
Wow, that's really amazing. But like we always tell people, I mean, everybody's body is different. Just because one person got those results doesn't mean another one will. But that's an amazing result. So tell me the whole story. So she was your friend, and how did she first introduce it to you?
Yeah, she wasn't my friend. Actually, one of the engineers that I work with introduced that. Well, he had been using Beamer. Sorry, I'm walking outside at my lunch break. That truck went by. He had been using Beamer for an eye problem that he was having. So that was helping him with his vision. And one of the days that I was at work, that I was actually able to work, I ran into him out in the hallway, and he asked me how I was doing, and I said, I don't even know how much longer I'm going to be working. My job wants me to go on disability, and they don't think I'm safe taking care. Sorry, it's emotional. They don't think I'm, you know, safe taking care of patients anymore, and I'm not dancing anymore, and, you know, I feel like my life is on the verge of being over. And the doctor was doing these ear injections in my ear, and those weren't working, and they were making me sicker, and nothing was working. And, you know, you try not to go down this really dark place where you're losing hope. And he said, why don't you try my Beamer? And he said, I've got a nurse friend that has a business, and I bet she would be really interested in talking to you. And so I made arrangements to meet them. And on the way to meet her, I get sick in the car, and I shouldn't have been driving. And he had to help me out of my truck and get me up the elevator, and I couldn't even stand up straight. I'm like, sorry, this is the first time I'm meeting you, and I can't even stand up to look you in the eye. I'm so sick. And I'm, you know, hugging the walls. I mean, literally, I was a mess. And she's like, well, let's go beam you. And so she takes me in her office, and she put me on a Beamer lounge chair that she had all set up and started beaming me, and here I am.
Wow. Wow, that is a fantastic testimonial.
That was the answer to my prayers. That was the answer to my prayers, because nothing else was working. I know the magic of Beamer.
Wow, and see, and that is why we do it, right?
That's right.
All it would take is one person like you, like your friend, helped you in such a tremendous way. And what if he had never brought that up? You know.
I know. What if I hadn't run into him? And, you know, I mean,
right.
I was fixing to have an early retirement, whether I wanted one or not, and I did not.
Right.
You know, I've still got lots of years in front of me, and I love being a nurse, and I love taking care of people, and now this adds even more value to what I do, because I can tell people about Beamer now.
Yes, I know. Oh, my gosh, that's such a great story. So, Sue, do you have a couple of comments for Sherry? That was the best testimonial I've heard in a while. That's awesome.
Yes, only that I feel exactly what you're feeling, Sherry, because I literally was a lost soul 9 years ago, actually for 4 years. Also, just quality of life. I literally, like I said, I didn't want to be on this earth. Not that I would take my life, but I sure was wishing that something would happen. And that's just not a way to live. So I'm so happy for you, and thank you for sharing that. It was a very heartfelt story.
You're welcome. I agree. You know, you don't want to be in a place where you don't care whether you live or die. You just want your symptoms to stop. And that's where I was at. And that's not a good place to be. And Peg, I feel like I want to give you a hug. I was down in Clearwater, and I was the one sitting in the front row bawling at everybody's story. And I tried to find you afterwards to introduce myself and give you a hug. I feel like I know you because I listen to Blog Talk all the time. And, you know, we've exchanged messages. And I just want to thank you for all you're doing and give you a big, big hug over the air.
Thank you. I know. So, actually, I told the organizers of the event, I said, if you ask me to speak next time, I'll start with I am in Florida now. I won't start from Charlotte or Florida, but anyway, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. And hugs back to you. And so now we have 515, ending in 9741. You are live on Blog Talk, so please tell us who you are and give us your compliant testimonial, please.
My name is Steve from Iowa, and thank you for having this program available for us to share. my compliant testimony would be that I had some discomfort in my knees, and I was basically told by my physician that there's nothing they could do for my knees, and I need their bone on bone, and they need to be replaced. And then I ran into a high school friend of mine. It was a God thing, I swear, because I hadn't seen him for decades. I'm 61 years old. This is like, I think 7 or 58 at the time there. And so he introduced me to Beamer, and I've been using the Beamer faithfully. And to this day, I'm still got the same knees I had before. I don't have the discomfort that I had previous to that. And so immediately after wasn't like an immediate thing. Matter of fact, to tell you the truth, that I really didn't feel a lot of anything immediately with the first time I got on the bee body, but the bee spots and utilizing it on my knees, I did find some comfort, quickly, but it's an everyday thing. I've been 2.5 years now, and my mobility is amazing, and nothing has changed as far as my knees, as far as from a X-ray standpoint. But it's how I feel. So I just felt like,
wow.
At that point, I said, well, if I can, if this will help me, I'm gonna help someone else. And I got to tell you, I became a distributor, and honestly, I just share it with everybody I know. And I don't necessarily have to, like, tell my story to everybody. That's not really where I'm at. It's more of everybody can gain use by using Beamer. I mean, we know that it works 100% of the people at 100% of the time. So it's just been my passion now to just share it. And, you know, it's not about the compensation. And it's not about being not pushy. It's, you know, when you talk to someone, you say, you know, can I tell you about something? No. Change that word. Can I share something with you? You've always been taught, even as a kid, to share things with people. When you're sharing, you're giving. So, I mean, helping people and giving of yourself, your time, your energy. You know, I literally look at every day as, you know, if you look at every person you come across and you have this secret and you don't share it, I keep reminding myself at any moment, a decision that I make can change the course of my life or someone else's forever. And you don't know what people have got going on. And it's not like walking up and saying, hi, you know, what you tell me? How you doing? How you feeling? Well, they're not gonna tell you, hey, I got this is going on. Most people are just gonna say, I'm fine. They're just not gonna share it. Not gonna burden you with it, okay? But little things, and you start picking up on little things, and especially if it's someone that you know or you're the same age, and you know, I've had this going on. Open it up to where you've shared something that you had got going on, and put a couple things on out there, and then they feel like, well, you're sharing these elements. Well, it's kind of like the the old boys club sitting around breakfast and they're all complaining about what's hurting and what's aching as they get older. Well, that's the scenario. So I want to just encourage anyone, anybody that's in, is involved with this and understands it and what it's doing for you, share the process. Share Beamer. I can't tell you how much more you will feel better by making other people know that there's something that can make them feel better.
Right, right. So that I believe so too. I think it is a God thing. So here, you hadn't seen this guy probably a couple of decades. How did you run into him? What happened that
you ran into? Well, actually, I was part of a BNI group, like a Business Networking International group. And I had been in this group for, I don't know, 8 months or so, and then all of a sudden he shows up. And he starts talking about this theme. What the heck have you found? And where did you peddle this thing? And where did you come from? I mean, I know the man, but I don't know the product. And I'm going, holy cow, what kind of potion you got going on here? You know, I was very, very skeptical about it. And one day I came to BNI, and I said that, you know, where's that Beamer thing at? My knees are like killing me. And he sat next to me during the function. It's like an hour and 20 minutes long. So we eat lunch and we have a business meeting. But it's kind of like, and by the end of the meeting, I walked out of there using my knees. Before, I was like dragging my one leg, okay? But literally with an hour and 20 minutes, one on each, I put a Beamer on each, had each one of them on each one of my knees. I don't know what he was doing with the box. Put it on my knee. Turn it on. I didn't pay attention to any of that. But I felt. Well, when I walked up, I was able to walk out as opposed to how I was feeling when I walked in. So I knew there was something about this. So
yeah. Oh, that is great, because we always like to find out, you know, how did people meet? Like, you met at a business networking group, right?
Right.
I'm meeting people at a physical therapy gym. Sue's meeting people sometimes through social media and sometimes whoever she runs into at the store. So it just ends up being kind of fun, because you're not focusing on the results. You just focus on doing your part, sharing the Beamer with people who may truly, truly desperately need it, and that you might just change their life.
You can draw attention to yourself. I was at a Kansas City Chiefs game Sunday, and what's on the back of my truck? Ask me about Beamer. This lady comes up to me right in the middle of the parking lot, and I'm even a Buffalo Bills fan. And she stuck with me and said, well, what is Beamer? And, of course, I shared it with her and gave her some information. And I've got her contact information, and I've been dripping some emails to her. And people can come up right up to you. But are you wearing something? You know, I got an orange T-shirt that I wear that, you know, says Beamer. People are going to ask you, what the heck, what's Beamer? I mean,
right,
they want to know
right.
if it's some. They want to know what, they don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Most people don't. So, very good. Well, Steve, thank you so much for calling in. That was awesome. Loved your tips and your testimonial. It's wonderful. And, Sue, we have about a minute and 15 seconds left. So why don't you go ahead and wrap it up for us? I'm going to tell everybody goodbye, and thank you, everyone, for calling in and for all of your great testimonials. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to hear everybody's testimonials, and it's like it's all nice for people in person, but we love the show. And, Sue, if you could kind of wrap it up, and maybe even if you want to give us a tip, since you're one of the top people in the whole company.
Sure. Thanks, Peg. Yes, as always, I loved hosting with you, and I love hearing all the stories. Testimonial Tuesday has always been my favorite blog talk day, and I was thrilled when I had the opportunity to start to be a host of it. So thank you, everyone, for your amazing testimonies. And just my biggest tip is just get out of your head that you're selling a device and just share the device. And literally, I like to say I'm a steward of Beamer. Literally, I don't, I just share from my heart. I just take my, you know, remove my own personal fear, because I still have it all the time. And I just say, you know what,
this isn't about me, it's about them, it's about helping them. So that encourages me to, you know, I do the Mel Robbins 5-second rule, I'll count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I'll go and run and approach someone that I was definitely not going to approach. So that's my advice to you, to just every day reach out to at least one person, just, you know, find a way to ease it into the conversation, not unnaturally, but there's always a way. Like he said, I think it's Steve, is it? Said that he, you know, I've been wearing more of the swag too, because I'm like, someone's going to ask me what it is. Or maybe it'll be another Beamer distributor saying, hey, me too, I'm with you, sister. It'd be fun. But anyway, make it an amazing day and go out there and share Beamer.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.